Well, we have the Chinese back in the soybean market. Maybe not as much as folks hoped for initially, but it has to be a positive sign.
Well, I mean, it is a positive sign. It's you know, we've got a long way to go, as you mentioned. You know, we spent 40 years building that market and then take it down to nothing. It's going to take a while to build it back, and it's going to take a lot of hard work. And again, we need to keep looking for other markets to fill that void that it's been left by China stepping out. And I say it's going to take probably several years to get back to a sizable percentage of what we once had.
I guess it's kind of a natural thing to go where, you know, the biggest market demand is. I've heard some people say maybe we put too many of our eggs in one basket.
Well, I don't know about that. I think, you know, it was kind of a self-inflicted loss of a market, and that's the discouraging part, that, you know, it didn't have to happen. And obviously, there are some long-term concerns with China and their trading practices and intellectual property, but I think there were some mechanisms in place that we could have addressed that without going the tariff route. But I guess that's in the past, and now we need to look forward to hopefully that this is a sign that they're back in the game and look to expand on that.
So I have heard a lot of farmers say, you know, yeah, we know that they were doing things that need to be fixed, but I guess what you're saying is there may have been a different way of doing it.
Well, obviously there are some mechanisms within the WTO, which this administration unfortunately kind of denigrates and really doesn't look to the WTO for answers. The TPP had some mechanisms in place that would have addressed some of the Chinese concerns too, and we backed out of that. So, you know, there were some avenues that we could have pursued that weren't pursued, but like I say, that's in the past. Now we need to move forward.